بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: والله الذي لا إله إلا هو إن كنت لأعتمد بكبدي على الأرض من الجوع، وإن كنت لأشد الحجر على بطني من الجوع، ولقد قعدت يوما على طريقهم الذي يخرجون منه، فمر بي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فتبسم حين رآني وعرف ما في وجهي وما في نفسي، ثم قال: يا أباهر، قلت لبيك يا رسول الله. In this lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he gives the incident of when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentions that by Allah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily I used to press on my stomach on the earth, on the ground, due to extreme spasms of hunger. So he says, I should lie down on my stomach, I should press my stomach onto the ground because of hunger. And I should tie a stone around my belly because of the spasms of hunger. He said, I sat down one day on the pathway which Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala would emerge and they would pass by. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past. He smiled at me when he saw me. He knew what was my facial expression and the condition of my inner self. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then tells me, Abahir, Qultu labbayka ya Rasulullah. He said, Abu Huraira, I said, I am at your presence, I am at your service, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الحق. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم come. ومضى فاتبعته. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم proceeded, I followed him. فدخل فاستأذن فأذن لي فدخلت. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم entered, he sought permission to enter his own house, and then نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم gave me permission, I entered. فوجد لبنا في قدح. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم found some milk in a bowl. فقال من أين هذا اللبن؟ نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم asked the people of the house, where did this milk come from? قالوا أهداه لك فلان أو فلانة. So they said, certain person, some man or some lady has given this as a gift to you. قال أباهر قلت لبيك يا رسول الله. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم called me again. Abahir is the abbreviation of Abu Huraira. And when a person has that love for the next person, then sometimes he uses this short form of calling out the person's name. So he said, Abu, Ya Abahir. I said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm present. قال الحق إلى أهل الصفة فادعوهم لي. Nabi Kareem tells me that go to the people of Sufa and invite them, call them towards me. قال أهل صفة أضياف الإسلام لا يأوون على أهل ولا مال ولا على أحد، وكان إذا أتته صدقة بعث بها إليهم ولم يتناول منها شيئا، وإذا أتته هدية أرسل إليهم وأصاب منها وأشركهم فيها. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says that the people of Sufa, they used to live on a platform. And we see when we go for Umrah in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a raised platform, and the people of Sufa were the guests of Islam. They had no family, they had no wealth, they had no person to take refuge and shelter. They were absolutely poor. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever some sadaqah would come to him, he would give it to them. And he himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never partook of sadaqah. But when a gift hadiyah came, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would send it to the Ahlul Sufa, and he himself would also partake from there, and he will join them in that particular hadiyah, meal, whatever it was. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has been told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and call the people of Sufa. فَسَاءَنِي ذَلِكَ. I felt very bad. فَقُلْتُ وَمَا هَذَا اللَّبَنْ فِي أَهْلِ Sufa. This little bowl of milk, how is going to suffice the people of Sufa? كنت أحق أن أصيب من هذا اللبن شربة أتقوى بها. He says, he said to himself, that I am more deserving of this milk. Even if I get one sip from it, I can gain some strength. فإذا جاءوا وأمرني فكنت أنا أعطيهم وما عسى أن يبلغني من هذا اللبن. He says, then when the people of Sufa will come, Nabi Kareem says, will command me to give them the milk. I will have to give them this milk. Then what milk will be left for me? وَلَمْ يَكُنْ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَطَاعَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. It says there was no escape from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I had to fulfill this command of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَأَتَيْتُهُمْ فَدَعَوْتُهُمْ. I went to Ahlu Sufa and I invited them. فَأَقْبَلُوا وَاسْتَأْذَنُوا. They all came and they sought permission from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Remember the people of Sufa, at any given time there were at least plus minus 70 of them, sometimes many more. So here they all come and they seek permission to enter. فَأَذِنَ لَهُمْ وَأَخَذُوا مَجَارِسَهُمْ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. In this hall, in this where they were seated, Rasulullah SAW gave them permission and they all took their places. قَالَ يَا أَبَا هِرْ. He said, أَبُو هُرَيْرَ قُلْتُ لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ خُذْ فَأَعْطِهِمْ. Nabi Kareem sometimes tells me, take this milk and give them. قَالَ فَأَخَذْتُ الْقَدَحَ. I took this bowl of milk. فَجَعَلْتُ أُعْطِيهِ الرَّجُلَ فَيَشْرَبُ حَتَّى يَرْوَى. He said, I gave the first person, I gave him to drink until he drank till he was satisfied. ثُمَّ يَرُدُّ عَلِيَ الْقَدَحَ. Then he'll give me back the bowl of milk. فَأُعْطِيهِ الرَّجُلَ فَيَشْرَبُ حَتَّى يَرْوَى. I'll give it to the next person until he'll become satisfied. ثُمَّ يَرُدُّ عَلِيَ الْقَدَحَ. He'll give me back the bowl of milk. فَأُعْطِيهِ الرَّجُلَ فَيَشْرَبُ حَتَّى يَرْوَى. And he gives it to the third person. He also drinks till he's satisfied. ثُمَّ يَرُدُّ عَلِيَ الْقَدَحَ حَتَّى انْتَهَيْتُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Then he gives me back that milk until all the Ashab Sufa drank, until finally I come to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَقَدْ رَوِيَ الْقَوْمُ كُلُّهُمْ. And the entire Ahlul Sufa, all those who came, were completely satiated. They drunk, they were quenched. فَأَخَذَ الْقَدَحَ فَوَضَعَهُ عَلَى يَدِهِ. I took this bowl of milk and I placed it in the hands of Rasulullah صلى فَنَظَرَ إِلَيَّ فَتَبَسَّمَ. Nabi Kareem looked at me and he smiled. فَقَالَ أَبَاهِرْ. He said, Abu Huraira, قُلْتُ لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I said, I'm present, Ya Rasulullah. قَالَ بَقِيتُ أَنَا وَأَنْتَ. It's just myself left and you. قُلْتُ صَدَقْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I said, oh, Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, yes, you are correct in this. قَالَ أُقْعُدْ فَاشْرَبْ. Nabi Kareem then tells me, sit down and drink. فَقَعَدْتُ فَشَرِبْتُ. I sat and I drank. فَقَالَ إِشْرَبْ. Nabi Kareem said, drink more. فَشَرِبْتُ. I drank more. فَمَا زَالَ يَقُولُ إِشْرَبْ حَتَّى قُلْتُ لَا وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَا أَجِدُ لَهُ مَسْلَكًا. And then Nabi Kareem said, tell me, drink more, drink more, drink more. He continued saying this until finally I had to say, oh my messenger, oh no, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the one who has sent you with truth, I find no more place to drink. I am absolutely full now. قَالَ فَأَرِنِي فَأَعْطَيْتُهُ الْقَدْحَ. Nabi Kareem said, pass me this bowl of milk and give me to drink. I gave Rasulullah this bowl of milk. He drinks. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى. He praised Allah ta'ala. وَسَمَّى. He said, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. وَشَرِبَ الْفَضْلَةَ. And he drank the remaining of the milk. رواه البخاري. From this hadith of Rasulullah narrated by, or the incident given by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, we see so many important points. The very fact that Sahaba had no food, they lived a very simple life. And this whole chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, is explaining to us to live a simple life, not a life of opulence and luxury. Sahaba made such sacrifices that they had no food, not even a sip of milk to drink, that they had to tie stones to their bellies. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi, his compassion for his ummah, that he saw Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he knew his condition, he smiled at him. And we see the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could have given Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu this milk to drink, but he was also concerned about his ashabu sufa, the remaining of his poor sahaba. So Rasul shows us his mu'jiza from one bowl of milk, one small bowl of milk, such a large number of people drink. And finally Nabi Kareem himself, he drinks. And also the fact that he tells Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, sit and drink. This is the adab and the sunnah of Rasulullah. When we are eating food, drinking anything, we should sit and drink, not stand and drink. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us that he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any food that we have, luxury we get, any ni'mat, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are all sunnat of Rasulullah. We need to bring into our lives and pass it on to our children, ta'aleem at home, and explain to them. And Nabi Kareem drank right in the end. He could have drank first, but he was a Nabi of this Ummat, a Nabi that showed his Ummat such a beautiful way of life. And this is how he gave preference to others over himself. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah.